We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I'm in Mark chapter 4, and we're looking at the description that the Lord gives concerning the parable of the sower, and He gives His explanation. He says, "The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." I was thinking about that verse that speaks of the trodden pathway that the seed falls on. How did the pathway become hard? It was a repetitive action of people walking on it, right? That hardened the ground, so when the seed came and fell upon it, the ground was not prepared to receive it. You know, the greatest concern that I have as a pastor is that over time people harden themselves to the gospel of the grace of God and then not have a chance. Because it says here, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. If there's no word, there's no salvation. There's no word, there's no gospel presentation to them. And they go on their sin and they die and go to a devil's hell. The worst thing that can happen to you as an individual is that your heart get hardened toward the truth of the gospel. I pray for our young people, our children in our church growing up here, that they would not get hardened to the truth of the gospel. Because when the seed sits there, before long Satan comes along and whisks it away. Pictured by the birds, the fowls of the air that come down and sweep up the seed and take it away. The gospel, again, is not a blunt force instrument. Do I hear an amen? It's not a blunt force instrument. It comes along, you're going to be saved. No, that's not how it works. He puts the seed out. And if you have good ground, you'll receive the seed. There's all types of ground that are pictured here. We're going to look at this over the next few Sundays. But the first one is that's gotten hardened. And the seed comes. It wasn't the failure of the seed. Isn't that wonderful? It wasn't the failure of the seed. It was the failure of the heart to receive the seed. And that puts the cause right squarely on our shoulders if we reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. My heart is burdened for those who hear the word and never react to it, never accept it. It indicates something about the soil of their heart, that it's not ready to receive that truth. But you don't know when the devil is going to come by and swoop by and just pick up the seed and take it away. And then you don't have it anymore. May God help us to be tender toward the truth of His Word.